right, we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv, as we are every day, going into the fourth hour. I'm going to have our guest with us for about five more minutes. We have a lot of news and other phone calls we're going to be taking on a host of important subjects, so please stay with us. He, of course, is Captain Kelly Sweeney, Master Mariner, and the author of From the Big Bridge. Back in 2003 on Christmas night, their largest ship was boarded off the Dominican Republic. They killed at least one of the pirates and drove them off. They had armed guards on board. We've been covering how there's international move by the UN to keep mariners disarmed so the pirates can rob them, so they can basically call for the Law of the Sea Treaty to have world government take over 76% of the Earth's surface and have armed UN vessels taxing and controlling all commerce. We're talking to Dan in Texas, who is a retired Coast Guard. And I mean, how big a threat is it out there with the, I mean, previously before you retired, and then now hearing that piracy's up at least 500% in 2008?
Well, Alex, I served from 1983 to 2004. I'm a veteran of Operation Enduring Freedom, in which I served in the port of Bahrain, Manama, Bahrain, when the war first started with Afghanistan. So my travels are extensive, and I've done port security my whole career. I ran boats. I ran gunboats and search and rescue craft. I've been a boarding officer, so I'm familiar with a lot of things. And I've been there and done that, got the T-shirt and all that, you know, and I didn't have to go to Davy Jones' locker to get it. So
Well, hold on. I think we'll keep Captain Sweeney a little bit in the next segment so we can finish up with you.
Sure.
Any stories you'd like to relate to people about what it's like? Because you were obviously in the very area right now that's being particularly ravaged.
Correct. Yes, I was. And the things that just the cultural differences was the biggest thing to deal with there, you know, being American. And I grew up in, I was born in Texas and grew up in North Texas. I'm close to where you grew up and everything. And so I decided to join the Coast Guard, serve my country, do all that good stuff, you know, and do my part to serve the American people. And that's always been my primary thing, and I still have that attitude. It's hard to, you know, break a sailor from their habits.
Why are people, I mean, in your opinion, why are things breaking down so bad now? And what, in the 30 years they've disarmed ships, did it take that long for the pirates to build up, or what's happening?
Well, it's I don't know exactly who's behind it all, but it's very, I think, very strategic, the way they've taken everything apart and assembled it. Captain Sweeney will probably be familiar with the coal rigs of 1972, and that's basically the rules of the roads that all vessels on the high seas conduct themselves by, because that's international communication. And comms can create a situation where you can have a safe passage and there's no accidents in the sea, and that's why it was created. But there's no other law after that. The high seas is as everyone knows, it's been out there, is the law of survival. And it can take many forms. And that's why there's so many vulnerable things that happen to any kind of craft. It doesn't matter what the size is.
Well, that's another issue, is that are people so busy looking for pirates, they end up running into other ships or running aground or having problems?
Yes. These are all other problems that are, you know, when there is a lack of safety, a distraction can take away from the operator of the vessel and create a hell that you just wouldn't want to live in. Luckily, I was in the search and rescue a lot, and I went out on a lot of cases, and I've seen my share of disasters. I picked a child up out of the water, 11 years old, and was swept off a shrimp boat in Galveston, July 4th, 1993. I remember like it was yesterday, and I could tell you his name, but I don't want to go there. I know how dangerous the sea is, and if you don't feel safe and you're distracted by something, she'll take you if you're not ready.
Did you ever come across people that had been killed or thrown off ships?
Yes. As a matter of fact, in San Francisco, I picked up a floater there. I got used to that because we had suicide victims off the Golden Gate Bridge all the time. PTSD, that's when I first was introduced to that in 1987, but I'm okay. I can deal with it. I'm a big boy. But we had once had picked up a floater and had a hand tied behind its back, the head blown off with a shotgun. It was obvious as hell, but we had to turn the body over to the coroner so that the county could do the investigation.
All right, stay there. I want to briefly come back with Captain Sweeney and have him respond to what you've said. Let you finish up. Then we're going to take a few other calls from Brandon and others. Then I'm going to get to other callers on other issues. Stay with us. This is part of the world, 76% of its surface. Nobody talks about.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash. Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the mother of all secret societies, the Illuminati, worships Lucifer, better known as Satan the Devil? Did you know that they are the individuals giving rise to the final world social system described in Revelation chapter 13? Did you know they were the founders of international communism to be the seen enemy of Christianity, to be used to destroy America so that we could be merged into an all-powerful one-world government? We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, do one more segment with Captain Sweeney. The more your calls and a lot of the news I haven't gotten to yet. Captain Sweeney, what do you think of what Dan, retired out of the Coast Guard, saying?
Well, Dan certainly has had some hardcore experiences. And the thing is, Alex, is that all the merchant mariners are civilians. And we all accept the dangers of going to sea. I've been in 60-foot seas. I've been in 130-knot winds. I was on a car ship one time coming back from Japan. We got hit so hard off the Aleutian Islands that it buckled the hull of the ship.
Wow.
We don't have doctors on board. We have one of the crew members, usually the chief officer or the second officer, one of the officers, takes on the duties, the medical duties. I've had guys, you know, hack off limbs, parts of their finger. I had to, you know, do stuff, emergency things on board the vessel. I mean, there is no 911 2,000 miles out to sea. We are the 911. We fight the fire. We take care of the emergency.
But you're not allowed to have a gun to defend yourself. What do you think of this, Dan?
Dan, we need to have a gun. I agree. And, you know, the thing is, the Coast Guard is stretched so thin. Guys like Dan are doing, like, so many jobs already, Alex. We have thousands and thousands of miles of coastline here in the United States.
Well, real fast, because he's talking in the background there. Just real quick, I'm going to let you go, Dan, and then have Captain Sweeney comment on it. I mean, what do you think about arming the people that are on board these ships?
Oh, absolutely. I believe, people, one thing about mariners that we learn, you know, you improvise, adapt, and overcome. And the Marines stole it from the mariners, okay? So, you know, high-powered deterrence and something that will disable a craft. You know, you throw some line in the water, of a craft that's trying to come alongside, and you disable their screws, and then, you know, they got to go to the grocery store after that because they're going to be starving, and they got to survive once their vessel's been disabled. You know, the flare gun idea, absolutely. Just improvise, you know, water buckets, you know, you can make a Molotov cocktail really easy, ain't nothing. So,
all right, good to hear from you. I appreciate your call.
Thanks, man.
So there you go, former Coast Guard retired saying you guys need to be armed. Go ahead and make your point about the Coast Guard being overstretched.
Well, they are overstretched. I mean, the Coast Guard is doing, Dan alluded to it. I don't even know how many jobs they're doing. It's just, but they're overwhelmed. And we have a huge coastline. And in my opinion, if piracy continues to can rise like it is, it's only a matter of time before it comes to our shores, if it hasn't already and we just don't hear about it.
Now, what's the law on that? If you're in U.S. waters and you've got a concealed carry permit, say from Texas, is the Coast Guard going to come after you? If you're out fishing with your grandson, you've got a handgun in the glove compartment and you're in U.S. waters?
Well, I'm not sure how that would work as far as having a concealed weapon, because I deal, you know, mainly with merchant vessels. And so I know what's going on as far as we're concerned. As far as a private individual, and they already have the permit to carry a weapon, you know, I think it would be problematic if they were outside the state's waters where it was issued from. Mm-hmm.
Do we have any idea how many people in the Caribbean and Gulf of Mexico and on the Pacific side of California are disappearing? I know it's hundreds of boats a year, and it hardly even gets a mention in the newspaper. They just say, oh, lost at sea, and really they were killed and their boat sold.
Oh, I don't think anybody really knows, and I don't think we ever will know the true story, because there are whole industries that are they go around the romance of the sea. And believe me, I love going to sea. You know, I don't want to make it seem like, you know, I enjoy going to sea. It's an honorable profession, and the work we do is vital for our economy and our military. But the reality is, as far as recreational boaters, we may never know, because it's, I mean, you hear reports only when they say something. But, you know, they're going to go to the authorities. The authorities, let's say that somebody gets attacked off Mexico and they steal their vessel or they hold them at gunpoint and take everything they have. Well, they're not. You know, the authorities aren't going to mention that. They're not going to put that in there.
In fact, part of the time, it's probably the authorities doing it.
Well, there could be a collusion there, all right, or a relative or whatever. I mean, there are whole clans in Somalia, grandpa on down to the grandkids, that are making money off piracy and ransom there. And you know, but even the authorities, let's say in Mexico, is just one example. It could be anywhere. They don't want to advertise that the waters are unsafe down there. They want people to come down. So they're not going to put that out to everyone.
Well, we are. Let's take a call from Brandon in Canada. You're on the air, Brandon. Go ahead.
Ahoy, Brandon. How you doing, Alex?
Ahoy.
Ahoy, eh? Yeah. Well, first thing, I think it'd be important to have our people, okay, as North Americans, as a whole, I think it's important to have our people safe. All right? And if they're transporting goods that other people want to rob, obviously they have to be armed. And the UN is just basically, in my opinion, all that they are is just running interference. That's all that they do. You know, they're just constantly interfering into things that they shouldn't be involved in.
Well, they want to be the authority over 76% of the surface and all the minerals and oil and everything that's on the floor and all the commerce that goes over the seas.
Well, then obviously it should be guarded. If they're precious resources, right, they should be guarded. And, you know, we shouldn't be letting people run away and steal what, you know, like, the whole thing is, by saying that this boat had this problem, it's going to create more, it's going to increase the cost, because it's simply going to be, well, now we have to have armed guards going with every boat that's carrying oil or diamonds or that.
The answer
is,
well, they're trying to just steal the boats, too, or hold them ransom. The answer is arm everybody on the ships, and then this problem will basically disappear, won't it?
Exactly. But then if you see what we've gone and done with Al-Qaeda, how we armed them, now we're basically fighting people that we train. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's always the same story.
It's always the same story, and it won't change until people do something about it and stand up and say, yeah, we want to impeach the president. Yeah, we're not going to stand for these politics. We elect you, and then you're supposed to have what we want, what's important to us, as your primary target, not your back agendas. And that's what happens. These people just want to keep their agenda, and they just want to screw the people, and then, like you say, imprison us, microchip us, and it's coming. You know, within 5-10 years, everyone will have a chip in them. No more passport, no more social insurance card number, no more bank accounts. What happens when you stop, like you said, and then they just turn your chip off on you? Then what do you do?
All right, good to hear from you. That's our final caller for our guest. In closing, Captain Sweeney, Kelly Sweeney, how do we put pressure on these countries' international organizations to stop leaving mariners defenseless, this victim disarmament? How do we stop the victim disarmament of the seas and let the capable men and women that are on the seas defend themselves?
Well, I think that the people, you know, your listeners, can do a number of things. First of all, they can push their elected representatives to do everything that can, to, as Donna pointed out from New Hampshire, to facilitate U.S. flagships and U.S. mariners on those ships. And I know I'm biased because, hey, I'm a U.S. mariner and I work on U.S. flagships. But the less reliance we have on foreign vessels, as she pointed out, the less of a target I think that we are in general, because we're taking care of things in-house. I think on a personal note, what I would encourage everybody to do would be, now there are seamen centers throughout the country that are located in port areas, and merchant mariners go there as places, safe havens, to contact their families ashore, to buy sundries. And then people can go and volunteer at a seamen's center and get to know the mariners. And it's true. It's not only going to be U.S. mariners. It's going to be foreign mariners, too. But the people they rely on to carry their goods and themselves from one place to another safely, and to let them know and to learn more about them so that it becomes part of their life and their understanding. And I think that from my point of view, we need to encourage lawmakers to allow the changes in laws to have merchant vessels carry weapons on board and convoys, if it gets to that point, through dangerous areas as well. Because otherwise, if we don't arm merchant ships and we don't have the military supporting us, really, like in convoys, and have armed guards or have us armed, you know, we're targets.
Well, in closing, as you said, in 2008, 500% increase. More than half of the kidnappings and ships being seized are not being reported. The companies, the shipping companies, are quietly paying the pirates off all over the world, from the Caribbean to Africa to Asia, and it's exploding. If it's up 500, 1,000% this year, will it be 2,000% in 12, 18 months? This is already just so horrible, and the deaths of citizens and people out recreationally boating, sailing on the seas. This is a huge issue, so that's why we're covering it here. And as you watch ABC, CBS, CNN, Fox, BBC, you hear nothing about arming the mariners, going back to the way it was, so that they're not sitting ducks, not easy pickings. It's all, oh, we've got to have a world government. We've got to have the law of the sea. We've got to have the UN take over and tax everybody and put UN ships everywhere that'll just harass and raise taxes and board mainline merchant ships and squeeze everybody. Instead of saying, we're human beings, we're allowed to protect ourselves. No, the mafia government wants to not let us protect ourselves, like New York or Chicago, these mafia cities, and then all the criminals move there, and then things get worse and worse, and they have the highest crime rates. It's simple. More guns, less crime. And in closing, Captain Sweeney, again, folks can simply go to your websites, and we'll put your picture and website up there on screen. It's MaritimeHeadHunters.com and ProfessionalMariner.com, a magazine that you write for. People can get your book from the deck about your experience and fighting off pirates in 2003. Closing comments.
Yes, I agree with you, Alex. Traditionally, merchant mariners have used weapons on board their vessels to defend themselves against pirates. It's a long-standing tradition at sea that is no longer the case now, and I think we need to go back to that. That's one of its facets in really stemming the rising tide of pirates.
Well, it's just like disarming the pilots used to have guns in the cockpit.
That's right.
Then they take them away. Look what happens. I mean, we have to do this.
Yes, I think that's definitely one of the prongs of the attack on stemming the tide of piracy that we really need to focus on, is in making it, and to help make the seas more secure. And to start, and to me, it starts with the merchant ships and the people like me and my fellow mariners who are out there doing it.
Well, you have a lot of courage with everything you do, and you have a great profession, and we really appreciate you coming on. And as things develop and unfold, let's have you back a couple times a year, Captain Sweeney.
That would be great, Alex. You're very informed. Your listeners are very informed. I encourage everybody to see me and visit me at MaritimeHeadHunters.com, and I wish you and your listeners smooth sailing till we talk again, Alex.
Bon voyage. Take care.
Thank you, my friend.
You bet. Good to talk to you, Captain Sweeney. All right, we're going to come back, get some more calls, more news. Final 40 minutes of the show. Straight ahead, it looks like smooth sailing. Stay with us.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Patsies, after 7 years of being tortured at the Camp X-Ray, Guantanamo Bay, we're going to plead guilty just a day after the former head of Pakistani intelligence came out. He worked with the CIA, said that 9/11 was a staged inside job, as well as the Mumbai Bombay attacks. Now the Washington Post is reporting. We have a link to this up on PrisonPlanet.com. Five 9/11 suspects offered to confess, but proposal was pulled over death penalty issue. And so now they're withdrawing their pleas. So I guess they'll just continue to be tortured until they plead guilty. But it's been admitted that most of the people took there were not even in Taliban. They would just have a roast of a cow, tell the people to come out of the hills, and then a real Taliban would grab them and give them to the U.S. for $25,000 a head. And then it was a torture laboratory, the news has reported, testing how to torture people. That's some of the news that's coming up in an information blitz in the last 30 minutes. But right now, let's go to Skip, Dan, and others. Skip in Kansas City, you've been holding. Welcome. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. How are you?
Good.
Okay, and it's Ship. Sorry, Skip. Got put in the computer. I must tell you, I was terribly excited to hear your guest on Monday with the Appleseed program. I'm very excited about it.
Okay, well, thank you.
Well, yeah, because I grew up in a small town in Missouri, Rolla, Missouri, was born and raised, and it was, during the 90s census, the safest small town in America per capita. And it also is the lifeblood of Phelps County, which is the most heavily armed militia in the United States. So I think there's a link between, you know, a conscientious public and a well-armed public being able to keep things safe. You know, there's really no, there are no police in Rolla because no one messes with anybody because everyone's got guns.
Well, look at a town, a bedroom community of Atlanta had high crime rates in the 80s, so they passed a law that you have to own a gun, and crime dropped over 95%, according to the Justice Department, in 1 year.
Yeah, absolutely. And I heard you say earlier on your show today you were going to maybe do a small film on patriot movements and how they're so easily infiltrated.
I wasn't saying a film. I was saying I'm going to do a series of interviews.
Oh, a series of interviews.
Cover that in the future, and then also on the different patriot mythology con artists that come in to prey, to predate on the patriot movement with all their fake patriot mythology, you know, of straw men and bonds.
Well,
something
I think that ties into that very well is the education system. In Rolla, I was a part of a special education program. It was an accelerated program. They called it Quest. They take maybe like 30 students for every, you know, 300 or 400. And they just took us aside, you know, for an hour a day or something and gave us these special leadership courses from the third grade through the eighth grade. And it was all about, here's how you run a city. The bad guys go to jail. The judge does the sentencing. The mayor can, you know, he doesn't necessarily have to follow all the rules, you know, but it's about leadership.
They teach corruption in school. They teach people how to go along with the system. They've dispatched Federal Reserve governors and their minions to propagandize about how great the banker takeover is. And that's proof that we can affect change. They know they can affect change. That's why the bad guys are so active. They know they've got to keep all these balls in the air. And if we get involved fighting them, they can't keep all the balls in the air. I mean, we have Fed governors coming out saying it's a corrupt foreign bank takeover, that martial law has basically been declared. That's a story by Steve Watson that he links to Bloomberg Financial saying that. I mean, all this stuff is starting to come out. It's good to hear from you, Skip. Dan in Canada, you're on the air. Welcome.
Ted.
Go ahead, Dan.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I had two quick questions. One is the first time I started watching and listening to you was probably around 6 years ago. You interviewed Gary Busey.
Yes.
And, I just wanted to know if you knew his condition of late or...
No, Gary Busey called me, I guess, about 8 years ago, right before 9/11, said he was a big fan, and he would literally call me every few weeks. And then finally, he said, well, next time you're out in L.A., which I only got there every year or so, he said, come out to my house. And so I went out there and interviewed him, interesting fellow, very eccentric. And then I talked to him a few other times, and never really even returned his phone call since then, because I'm not really starstruck with people, and I've been there, done that, not nice fella, very interesting to say the least. But no, what's going on with Gary Busey?
Well, he's been on that celebrity rehab show that's on, and I guess he's got some serious brain problems, not so much drugs.
Well, yeah, he was in a motorcycle accident, and the police reported when they got there his brain was outside, you know, hanging out of his skull.
Yeah.
And so that's he almost died. But when I was around him, I actually been at his house a few times. You know, he only eats healthy food. He does smoke cigars.
Yeah.
I did see him
very
smoke.
Very clean lifestyle.
Well, he smokes cigars. But and we ordered some food over there, and we're sitting there eating mashed potatoes. He goes, that stuff's poison. I want to eat mashed potatoes. But he's pretty interesting. Anything else?
Yeah, just one more question if I can.
Sure, we'll come back to you here in just a moment, get into a bunch of news. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We're live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming.
This is usually the Watchers theme song when they join us from England.
Fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, yes.
We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Old Hickory!
Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire a musket, still we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we seen their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept them coming. There wasn't nice many.
All right, I'll at least get to Dan,
we fired once more,
Vince, Patrick, Brenda, and Will before we end this hour. Before we end this radio show today. Coming up in T-minus 26 minutes. I want to get into some of the financial news. There is so much of it. But let me, before I do that, finish up with Dan in Canada. You had one other question, Dan. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, probably around a couple days after the D.C. madam there was murdered, you were on Fox News with Geraldo. And did they know that you were, like, arrested? I remember when he was in the streets of New York, and he gave the the crowd the finger and that, and then you were arrested, taken off, and it was on.
Yeah, I know. I mean, how that happened is we spontaneously went and protested Araldo because we were about 7-8 blocks away a couple days before 9/11 about a year and a half ago, and on the 6th anniversary. And we're there, and we see him in Times Square on the Jumbotron. So I think his name's Mike Nahr, said, "Look, it's Araldo. Let's go over there." So we went over there. I got arrested. But people came and protested around the jail. It became a big incident. They let me go. And then Fox News called because they had the tape of the D.C. madam on this show saying, "I'll never commit suicide." And I said to the producer, I said, "You want me on Araldo? You know, I'm the guy that came and protested and bullhorned him." And he said, no, Geraldo knows that. He's fine with it. As long as it's just
okay with it.
Yeah.
He was okay.
I mean, those guys are bored. That was like fun for Geraldo.
Yeah, I
did you know Geraldo helped take over a college with like a semi-armed group when he was in college? And then he was a big street activist. So, and I know he got a lot of hate mail over that. I think he was kind of trying but then they set me up again about the D.C. madam a few months later, and I was sitting in the studio here in Austin on satellite, and then they packed too much in the show, and he said, "Sorry, Alex Jones, we can't have you on this time," and smiled. So, look, I mean, my whole thing is bygones are bygones. I'm going to go on and talk about how they murdered the D.C. madam, and I'll go on anywhere as long as it's live. I will not fly to Fox because I've had them cancel me probably 10 times, and I've only made it on once. And so I'll still get in a car and drive down to a studio. That was not the first time I've been in a studio and they don't let me on. Same thing with CNN. I was on A.J. Hammer's Showbiz Tonight twice. A.J.'s a fan. Most of the crew were fans. They were all, "Hey, love this video, love that show." And then they set me up to come on. I get to the Austin studio, a different one that CNN uses, in the hills of Austin, in Westlake, actually, in the town of Westlake, outside Austin. I get there, and they call and say, "We apologize. Believe me, we've already leased the studio. You're not going to be on the show, but you'll get a call later from a producer." A producer called and said, "Look, we got huge ratings with you on. This is a huge story. We had a poll. 83% of people agree with you that it's an inside job, agree with Charlie Sheen." They said, "We higher-ups told us no Alex Jones on CNN." And I said, they said, "Well, don't say my name, and I'll tell you, we've never had someone from the executive level, non-programming, said system-wide, no Alex Jones." Then, a few months later, that was about a year later, CNN did do a piece on me, but it was a hit piece saying I was a nut. No, I'm banned from all these channels. I don't know how I got on Fox, but c'est la vie, I did. So that's it. I appreciate your call. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it sure does. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate that call. Okay. Look at this story. Like, let's just go to Document Cam. Punch up my bad boy Document Cam for folks on PrisonPlanet.tv. Check it out. Regional Fed chief, elite insiders have usurped authority. That's a quote. And this is not just an article by Steve Watson. He details it and adds more background knowledge. This is from a Bloomberg report. Reports Bloomberg. These quotes that we have in here, this is from Bloomberg, and you can, and the government disinfo people go on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, we post these articles, and they'll say, "This is a lie, this has not been said, there's no link, it's all lies." Now, they know people are lazy and dumb, some of them. In the comments, they won't go look and see that there's a link to this. Just like it has been reported in the Financial Times of London, the headline, "And now time for world government." And it says world government's tyrannical, but tyranny's good. We need to get rid of freedom. The American people and their guns are a problem. You can go read the article. People comment in the comment page, because Paul wrote an article about it. We also linked to the article, saying, "Oh, it's not true. It's all made up," when there was a link, you know, right here to it, and then a screenshot of the article. So these are not stupid people. This is government operatives trying, and they admit they're out there on the web, CENTCOM admits they do it, trying to deflect weak-minded people targeting you, but this was reported in Bloomberg. You know, in fact, Paul, let's just put the Bloomberg article up on screen. Google regional Fed chiefs, elite insiders. Google Web, find Steve's article, and then I want you to put on screen before the show ends the reports Bloomberg News. I want you to go get this article, and then I want you to go link through to that Bloomberg, and I want to put the very article on screen for people. There's a lot of denial going on about all this. Kind of like when I had two congressmen on to say 7 weeks ago that they were threatened with physical martial law. One of them said it on two of them said it on C-SPAN, then we had them on here, and we said, let's be specific. This is physical martial law. And they said, yes, we're threatened with the nation going into martial law. Then Senator Inhofe told the news 2 weeks ago that that was indeed true, that Secretary of Treasury Paulson had threatened them. There are still people claiming that this never happened. Okay, they are putting NORTHCOM troops on the streets. They have said it's 20,000. They are saying the governors will be federal officers under federal control. They are saying it's for civil insurrection and for the American people. Okay? You know, we told you Ford and GM a year ago we're going to go bankrupt, or we're very close to it. Now it's happening. We are accurate. The establishment is hoping you are stupid and won't check into what we're saying. But this is a very important article right here. Regional Fed chiefs, elite insiders have usurped authority. Federal Reserve, regional bank presidents described invocation of war powers by Board of Governors in Washington. Regional bank presidents of the Federal Reserve have described the ongoing financial policy making of Washington officials as a complete usurpation of authority and the invocation of emergency powers. The district chief's authority over borrowing costs has been marginalized in the past 2 months as Chairman Ben Espernaki and the Fed Board of Governors in Washington made their own decisions on emergency measures to flood the economy with cash, reports Bloomberg. 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 Several former and current regional bank presidents have intimated that they now have little to no influence over Federal Reserve actions, that the central bank has effectively been completely hijacked by high-ranking insiders who are giving it all to private offshore banks. Now, $8.4 trillion as of last week. We haven't found out late in the week or middle of the week. Last Wednesday, AP, Bloomberg, and others reported $8.4 trillion. $8.4 trillion. Did you find that article, Paul? You need me to pull it up? Watch this. Watch this. I'm going to go to Google. Okay? I'm going to go to Google right here. I'm going to take this headline. I just could just go to my website and find this, but I'm going to do this for everybody. Punch this computer up on screen for everybody. Okay. All right. I'm going to go to screen for everybody right here. This is like the incredible childlike denial that the public is in that I have to go through for people. Okay. And I will put this headline into Google, and I will say regional Fed chiefs, and then I'll put InfoWars. Let me just try Prison Planet. That's actually where this was posted. Then it will come up. PrisonPlanet.com. Okay, now I did that. Didn't spell planet right. Oh, you did find it now? Okay. Well, okay, there it is on screen. Now there he is on screen. Click on the Bloomberg link. And there is Bloomberg. And yesterday we posted on screen the Financial Times of London saying, and now for world government, saying world government is good and will save you from the banking collapse and all of the rest of it. Boy, that computer is loading slow in there. Yeah, I'll tell you what, it better be different at the other office. That's all I can say. Oh, there it is. Headline, War Powers. Says War Powers. Now, people will hit the site and hit it hard. They are now denying this. Right now, this is being denied. It's being denied by everybody. The operatives, they're in there denying it right now. So war powers threatened. Not threatened, put into place. So we're operating under the War Powers Act of 1933 with Roosevelt. So this is high treason, this is tyranny. Ladies and gentlemen, they are forming a world government run by the banks who have engineered the implosion. We told you 3 years ago it would start with subprime mortgages. It has. We told you all of this. Do you still have those articles yesterday about the world financial system and now for a world government? Let's punch those up on PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's stop having denial by people. Oh, it doesn't even matter. Fine. If you want to believe the banks aren't running anything, and if you want to believe they're not imploding, or you want to believe $8.4 trillion, here, watch this. I'm on Google. $8.4 trillion bailout. Watch this. Click on news. And the news cycles through so fast, I don't see it. It was in Bloomberg and AP last week. View all the results. Now, that's old web stuff. Now, here it is. That's $8.5 trillion. That's somebody's blog. They will probably, oh, that's pointing to Prison Planet. So let's go to the Prison Planet article, and then it will link to a mainstream news article. San Francisco Chronicle. Boom. See, what's crazy about this is that we're the only ones that seem to be pointing this stuff out to people. Folks are still talking about the horrible $700 billion bailout. There you go. San Francisco Chronicle. Government bailout hits $8.5 trillion. By Kathleen Pender. You know what? Ladies and gentlemen, hundreds of top experts are saying that gold and silver are going to double in the next year. I don't know if that's true. I know that according to inflation, gold should be at about 3,000 an ounce. It was 2,500 an ounce a few months ago. It should be 3,000 an ounce. All I know is they've been, the COMEX has been artificially messed with. Mainstream news reports that they can't suppress it much longer. Gold has gone up 70 something bucks today and yesterday, and Ted Anderson bought gold when it was 740, so he can pass on almost 70 bucks in savings to you, but not for long. The new group of coins he has are almost sold out. We're going to come back and take calls. We're going to take them right now. But, Ted, just briefly, I want to give people another chance today on this deal. You're almost sold out of some of the coins. Tell folks about the deals. You've got one more chance for them to call.
What I have right now are the francs. They're at 195. I have the British sovereign. They're at 242. We have the walking Liberty halves. They're at $8.40. We have the $5 gold pieces that are in the MS-70 slabs. They're at $384. Unfortunately, the 10 Indians and 10 Liberties sold out. We still have a few Buffaloes that we can sell at $1,036. So really,
those have a bit of a premium, though, because you can't find those anywhere.
No, they definitely have a premium. I think the better buy of the bunch is going to be the British sovereigns or francs, or look at those $5 gold pieces.
Now, let's explain. Sure. You said this earlier. You know the listeners. We pitch gold when it's hot because that's when people buy. I buy when it's low. So Ted does it for you. He buys it when it's low and then sells it to you at the low price when it's high. Well, that's how he annihilates all the competition. We're talking 2 to 4% markup here just to literally pass this through. Ted is doing this for the listeners of this show. Insane deal. How long can you hold it, Ted?
Well, I'm going to hold it till tonight for sure. I can hold it till midnight if I have to see what's sold, what I have to buy back in the marketplace again. You know, I mean, I locked in about 1,500 of those British sovereigns when the prices were lower. And a bunch of the francs, I can't remember the exact number, but, you know, right now I just can't see it enough. I mean, every time there's a dip, I mean, I don't know why people back off and they don't want to buy when the prices drop off. And I'll step up and do it because I know what we're in for here. The United States dollar is going to be doomed. This bailout here, I was talking to the guys down at the Campaign for Liberty, and right now Ron Paul's fighting long and hard to stop this bailout for the auto manufacturers, but you know they're going to get it. I mean, it's just one thing on top of the other. Deficits right now, man.
But it's not even a bailout. The feds are just going to nationalize it, then steal parts of it and hand it over to foreign interest.
That's the whole thing. I mean,
we're being looted. They got the country in debt. They cut off the liquidity. They're consolidating. The way to fight back and protect yourself, at least, is to get gold and silver. Now, silver's up over $1 today. You've still got it at the lower price, Ted.
I do. That was the same price I was handling on those Walking Liberty halves when silver was down at $9. So silver's up a buck. I mean, that's a fantastic
buy. Where's silver right now?
Silver right now is at, hang on a second. I have that one right here. It is at, $10.32. Today's highs, $10.34. So it's up a dollar.
You're not going to find a better deal on silver out there. Are those the half dollars?
Yeah, those are the half dollars.
Gorgeous World War II coins. 800-686-2237. Call, folks, before it's gone. And there are still some of the Buffaloes there at an insanely good deal as well. Gorgeous coin. They're sold out. They're gone. The mint's not, you know, making any more right now. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. And the brokers will be there till midnight Central Time, Ted?
Oh, yeah. They can call all the way through midnight to get
there. For the folks that are on the West Coast who get home and want to get a hold of that deal. Again, ladies and gentlemen, stop procrastinating. Stop waiting. Stop sitting there like a deer in the headlights. You fight the New World Order by getting into real things that have had value for time immemorial. 800-686-2237. That number, 800-686-2237. Thanks for popping in for 2 or 3 minutes with us, Ted.
You bet. Thanks for having me up.
All right, we're going to come back, and we're going to jam in as many of these phone calls as possible. We're going to try to get to everybody. Vince, Patrick, Brenda, Will, and others. In fact, I'm just going to skip this break right now.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The holiday season is here again, a time to appreciate our friends and family and the many blessings we have. It's also time to find unique gift ideas for those we love. This year, why not give a gift that saves your loved ones money? A 2-ounce bottle of fuel conditioner from Fuel Saver Technologies makes a great stocking stuffer. It's also an inexpensive and thoughtful present. A small squeeze of our product in the gas tank improves combustion, boosting fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, our fuel additive also reduces emissions, maintenance costs, and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Each little bottle treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. With a case of 16 or 32 bottles, you'll have plenty to give as gifts, and the cost is only $6 per bottle with free shipping. Call us toll-free 866-768-7811 or go online at FuelSaverInc.com. That's 866-768-7811. A unique gift that saves everyone money.
Ira Hayes, Ira Hayes,
Ira Hayes,
Ira
Hayes.
Call him,
call him drunken Ira Hayes. He will answer.
Yeah, the last caller that we took just for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, he was talking about how they're appointing the guy from Google as the Internet czar. It's Internet, too. They're going to shut down the old web, force you on the new one, control you. They've announced that they're doing it. You've been told? It's happening. Fight back, boycott, speak up, talk about it. Don't tell the yuppies it's the newest thing. They'll all go run off the end of a cliff. That's why they're going to get hurt real bad by the New World Order. Brenda in Arizona, last caller. No, maybe we'll have time for Will in Canada. Go ahead, Brenda.
Yes, Alex. Hello.
School. Welcome.
We live in the constitution-free zone here in southern Arizona, and I'd like to tell you about a little incident that happened
this
morning.
You live with 100-mile checkpoints, only searching citizens. Go ahead.
Yes. We do have a checkpoint just a few miles from my house, and my my beautiful blonde-haired, blue-eyed daughters were heading north, and they were at the checkpoint. And one of those dogs went off on the car, and we do have a dog in heat that's been in and out of that car.
Because the dog gets treats when it alerts, yeah.
And so they were pulled over for the secondary inspection, and we have trained them all to not answer the questions because we are free Americans. Well, they get rattled, they get scared, they answer the questions. But the car was completely searched, and they were asked a lot of nosy questions. And so I've been in touch with Border Patrol, I've been in touch with our local sheriff's office, and every time they get pulled over, I'm going to do the same thing. And I just wonder if you have any advice for those of
us
on the border.
Well, they're criminals. They're enemies of America. These Homeland Security checkpoints are for citizens. Roaches come in, they don't go out. The borders are open. The Mexican tribs can kill and shoot whoever they want, kill cops, they don't care. It's all about squeezing the slave citizens. And I would go out there with a video camera. I would tell your daughters to have one. I would tell them to go there deliberately with a camera, go complain, call the local media. I would buy an ad in the paper. I'd start an Access TV show in the nearest town to you. And I would start a local organization of citizens, it's already happening, that are against these Nazi checkpoints that are for citizens and nobody else. And Governor Ventura's noticed. Illegal aliens, they go right past. But him, boy, they pull him out and get up against the car, Ventura. You're Al-Qaeda, boy. And that's how this country operates now. It's all a pretext to enslave us.
In our county, there is a Border Patrol agent for every 120 citizens. In my county.
And they're going to run your life. They're there to get you. They're there to grab your child if they've got a marijuana cigarette. They're not there to start the 2,000 deaths on the Texas border alone. They're not allowed to do their job. I appreciate your call. Sorry to hear your daughters ran into a Nazi Germany checkpoint. Over 100 miles into the border on an entire country, two-thirds of the population lives on the coastlines or on the border. Two-thirds, and it's called a constitution-free zone. Banning free speech, going after the Internet, censoring everything, the tax man's raping and auditing people all over the place. It's just only going to intensify all part of the New World Order. Will in Canada, you take us out. Go ahead.
Just wanted to say that there's been a lot of information going out about, like, Stephen Harper, and he just got elected, 6-7 weeks ago in October. We just had an election, and the opposition parties cut deals. You get them out, and that's not right.
But that's how parliaments work, though, is that parliamentaries, not like the U.S. system that is here. I mean, but should the Queen come in and then veto what the elected representatives are doing?
The Queen's got nothing to do with it. That's all on paper.
Really? Really? It was in Reuters. It says the Queen's Governor General did it. Oh, really? Okay. Listen, I appreciate your call. We're out of time. Call me back and argue tomorrow. Rebroadcast with all the big, important information. It was huge at InfoWars.com, streaming now, and the free podcast. We'll see you back in 1 minute at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.